大家午安啊，让我们开始今天啊的敬拜啊，请外面的人可以进来了。好，第一首诗歌。
我要先照镜子。
哦，好。
Today's call to worship, verse Psalm 108, verse 1 to 5. I will read in Chinese and in English. 神啊，我心坚定，我口要唱诗歌颂。My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing and make melody with all my being.琴瑟啊，你们当行起，你们自己要及早行起。Awake, O harp and lyre, I will awake the dawn. 耶和华，我要在万民中称谢你，在列邦中歌颂你。I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. 因为你的慈爱大过诸天，你的诚实达到穹苍。For your steadfast love is great above the heavens, your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. 神啊，愿你崇高高于诸天，愿你的荣耀高过全地。Be exalted, O God, above the heaven. Let your glory be over all the earth. Let's rise and sing our first hymn.
your eyes upon Jesus.
It's our scripture reading time. 我们可以用中文，后面是有英文，请大家一块儿读。The 主导文起，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。所以是Lord's Prayer, so let's read in English. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil.For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. So today there are two other scripture readings. One is from Matthew chapter 6 and another is from Luke chapter 12. And we are reading in Chinese and English again. Matthew chapter 6, verse 26. 24节起，一个人不能服侍两个主，他不是恨这个爱那个，就是重罪轻那个。你们不能又服侍上帝，又服侍马门。No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. 路加福音第十二章第二十节起，上帝却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜就要你的性命，你所预备的要归谁？ But God said to him, Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, those will there be. Verse 21.凡为自己积财，在上帝面前却不富足的，也是这样。So is the one who lay up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. 好 ，It ends our today's scripture reading. 救赎主耶稣，我们作为您的儿女来到殿中敬拜和颂赞你。你在我们的生命中成就奇妙的事，让我们靠着主耶稣的救赎，能称呼宇宙万物的创造主为我们的天父。我们也感谢你保守我们生活在美国这美丽与富饶的国家，使我们能自由地敬拜神和成为神的儿女。我们庆祝来临的美国国庆日，求神保守美国，使美国更多的人民悔改和归向神。我们也热切地祷告神，求神的福音在中国广传。我们的祷告奉主耶稣的名求， Amen. So I pray in English. Our Heavenly Father and Savior Jesus Christ, we gather here to praise and worship you as your loved children. You have done wonderful things in our lives. Through the salvation of Lord Jesus, once again we are reunited with our Heavenly Father.We are grateful that you bless us living in America, this beautiful and abundant country. We have the freedom to worship you and to live our lives as Christians. As we are celebrating the coming July 4th Independence Day, we pray, Lord, to bless America and lead more people to repent and turn to you. We also pray that Lord's gospel will reach to more people in China. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, today we are delighted to have Pastor Dan Meyer-Peter from Redeemed Covenant Church, which is also in Orangeville, very close, like a few blocks away from here. So, Pastor Dan will give us the sermon today about simplicity. And let me introduce a little bit about Pastor Dan. Pastor Dan is a native in Sacramento area. He grew up in Lincoln, California, and graduated from UC Davis with a major in history. And also he graduated from Western Seminary with a degree in ministry and leadership. So today we are very happy to have Pastor Dan, and Brother Bob will do the translation. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
大家下午好。
It's great to be here with you today.
很高兴来到这里。
Like was said before, I live in Orangevale.
我住在这个城市 Orangevale.
A little bit about me, I have two kids.
我有两个孩子。
4 years old and 6 years old.
六岁跟四岁。
Today, we're going to be talking about the discipline of simplicity.
今天我们来讲一个简朴的原则。
Yeah. But before we go into that, I want to extend a warm greeting from our church, Redeemer Covenant, to you.
但我今天是正道时，我想代表我们教会向贵教会提供问候。
We are grateful for our partnership in the gospel and to love this community. I'm very excited to be here today. I want to start our time off by sharing a story. Does anyone remember the fire in Colorado?
大家是否还记得科罗拉多的大火？
In January of this last year, a fast-moving fire moved through a suburb of Boulder, Colorado. The fire burnt everything.
对啊，在2012年1月份，一个很大的火在发生在科罗拉多 border 这个 town。
The entire neighborhood was destroyed.
整个社区都摧毁了。
A friend of mine was living in that neighborhood.
我一个朋友住在那个社区。
He lost everything he had.
他所有的一切都没有了。
I talked to him afterwards. It was very surreal.
我这个火灾以后，我就跟他聊了，这是不可思议。
Recently, he posted something on Facebook that I thought was very interesting that I want to share with you.
最近我的朋友把那个火灾的事情放到脸书上，我想这个很有趣，我今天跟大家分享一下。
This is what he said.
这是他说的。
In February, we moved into a furnished apartment right down the street from downtown Louisville, Colorado. We chose to downsize quite a bit in order to stay close to our former neighborhood.
那朋友这么说，他说两月份呢，我们就搬进一个有家具的公寓，离这个原来的 Colorado Boulder 这个城市蛮近的。
We are still trying to figure out rebuild options and work with the government to clean everything off our lot.
我们还是在考虑这个怎么样重建的各种选择，来给这个联邦紧急储备救护来做一些打扫工作。
But without all kinds of possessions and stuff weighing us down, and the lawn needed to be mowed, life feels much simpler these days.
Yeah, 就觉得很奇怪，就是说很多东西都没有了，也不用草地去割，觉得这现在的生活就觉得简单很多。
I was very surprised to read this.
我很惊奇地听到他这个谈话。
Not a lot of time had passed, and this was still pretty raw.
没有很长时间过去啊。
How could he say this? How could this be true?
大家觉得这怎么会这个是觉得这是真的呢？
After losing all your stuff, how could life be simpler?
怎么样我们会觉得你损失了一切，你觉得反而你的生活更加简单？
So today we are talking about the discipline of simplicity.
今天我们想聊一下这个简朴的原则。
This is not a discipline that is talked a lot about in churches.
这个在教会当中，这个原则很少讲到。
Sometimes it's hard for us to get our minds around.
我们有时候头脑想不清楚这个问题。
If I were to define it, I would say it is if I were to define it, I might say it is taking less.
如果我要定义这个，就是我们就是少花钱。
of having less, of spending less.
少拥有东西，少花钱。
Of being mindful with our money and giving more.
要注意我们，注意我们怎么样花钱，能够尽量能够捐助人家。
Finding ways to be generous with our money and our possessions.
对我们自己所用的我们的钱，能够尽量慷慨，能够帮助别人。
It is not a vow of poverty.
Sorry, yes, again.
It is not a vow of poverty.
It's not a very
a vow.
Oh, it's not a vow of poverty.
Poverty.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. 这个意思说我们一直说要去贫穷。
I am aware that as we talk about money,
我们 repeat now.
I am aware that as we talk about money, some of you might feel uncomfortable.
我知道，你们当我们在讲钱的时候，我们会从有时候觉得不。
You might squirm in your seat a little bit.
你在位置上会不自在，会挪动一下。
You might say, we shouldn't talk about money at church, that's private.
你肯定会说，在教会里不应该谈钱，这是隐私的事情。
That's not appropriate.
不合适的。
I guess I would point out to you that that is a social cultural norm.
这个原本是我们当今社会的规范。
That is not biblical.
不过这不符合圣经的原则。
In fact, Jesus talks about money 25 times in the Gospels.
其实你如果看圣经的话，主耶稣基督在圣经当中25次谈到钱。
11 out of 39 parables are about money.
有11个比喻是有关财富的。
One out of every 7 verses in Luke is about money.
在路加福音当中，每七句经文当中有一句就是有关金钱财富的。
Jesus talked more about money than he talked about heaven and hell combined.
耶稣谈钱的比谈天国跟这个健康更多。
And the thing that strikes me about this.Is that if he was preaching to a poor society with peasants?
我是这样想的，耶稣那个时候是一个农业的社会。
People that didn't have very much at all.
那时候农业的社会，每个人东西都很贫乏。
How much more important is it for us today, we who have a lot?
那今天我们就很富足。
We are so wealthy here.
我们有很多财富。
Most of the world lives on $2 a day.
美国很富有，许多世界地方他们一天只赚2块钱。
I wonder what Jesus would say to us today about wealth.
我就想，如果在这个一个富有的社会，耶稣基督会说什么呢？
I believe this discipline is very important for us.
我觉得这个俭朴的原则对我们来说非常重要。
Today I will share why the discipline of simplicity is important.
我现在分享一下为什么这个原则非常重要。
My first point is simplicity is freedom.
第二个原则就是说简朴带来自由。
In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells us what the kingdom life is like.
耶稣基督在登山宝训当中这样说。
In Matthew 6:24, it says, No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth.
这是马太福音6:24这样说，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不能恶这个爱那个，就是重那个轻那个。你们不能侍奉主，又侍奉马门。
These are very strong words.
这是一个很强烈的语句。
Jesus says that we cannot serve God and wealth. This should cause us to pause.
耶稣说你不可以同时侍奉金钱跟神，这叫我们思考。
Our culture is consumed with wealth. We have so much stuff.
我们的文化就是说整天就是要买买买很多东西。
So much excess, we are swimming in it.
太多东西，我们就像在一个财富里面游泳一样。
I could give you statistics about how we have too much stuff.
我可以给你们这个统计数据，就是美国的一个财富的数据。
I could share about the storage unit industry.
我可以给你们一些这个储存工业的这些统计数据。
I could share about credit card debt.
我可以给你们一些信用卡债务的数据。
I could share about our obsession with the newest and brightest toys.
我可以跟你们分享一下我们着迷于这个最新、最聪明的一个最的玩具。
Or I could share about how we are one of the wealthiest countries in the world.
我可以跟一些有关美国是世界上最富有的一个国家之一。
But just an observation here, it seems that there is a connection between our spiritual life or our hearts and wealth.
我的观察是好像是我们的财富跟我们这个对神的一个关系有联系。
Jesus is suggesting that they are both connected. Wealth affects our relationship with God.
耶稣说这个财富是我们远离神。
When we pursue wealth, there is a turning of our heart or an orientation of our soul away from God.
当我们一心追求财富的时候，我们的心就离开神。
We cannot serve wealth and God.
我们不能同时侍奉马蒙跟神。
The image that comes to mind is a helium balloon. A balloon.
Oh.所以我想到这个事情跟一个热气球很相近。
A balloon is weighed down.
热气球你如果有重量的话，它就会往下沉。
Without a weight, it rises to the ceiling.
如果你不放重量，它就会上升。
When we are attached to wealth, we are grounded.
如果我们整天想着财富，我们就被这个财富压住。
But God wants to cut that.
神会把这个绳索剪掉。
And for the balloon to rise.
这个热气球又可以上升。
Like it was intended.
这个应该就是这样。
Living simply means to pursue God with our whole heart.
我们过一个简朴的生活，使我们能够全心全意地追求神。
To cut the cord to the weight.
能够剪断这个绳索，能够减少分量。
And to pursue God's kingdom.
能够追求神的国。
I don't want to be up here and tell you who is wealthy and how much is too much.
我今天来这里并不是说谁有钱，谁没有钱，多少是太多钱。
I don't want to tell you what kind of car you should have.
我不会今天来说你应该开这个车，不开那个车。
Or buy these clothes or don't buy these clothes.
哦，买这个衣服不卖那个衣服。
But I want to be a church.
这些我们教会不谈这个东西。
That pursues Jesus and prayerfully considers what His words mean for our lives.
我们教会要是来讲神的话。
I want to be a church that seeks first the kingdom of God.
我们要教会要先追求神的国，神的义。
So I want to ask you a question.
我问大家一个问题。
What takes precedent in your life?
你生活的优先级是什么？
Wealth or the God's kingdom?
财富还是神的国？
I would like to challenge you to look at your relationship with wealth.
我想跟你挑战，看你跟神的关系。
And to consider how it might be tying you down.
看你这个时间精力花在什么地方。
I would like to call you to walk in freedom.
See. Walk in freedom.
我想叫你们能够在自由当中行走。
The second thing I want to tell you.
第二个点我想分享。
Is that simplicity blesses others.
简朴的原则可以为他人带来祝福。
Not only does simplicity have vertical connotations with our relationship with God.
不仅这个简朴的原则在垂直的关系上有这个内涵。
This discipline also has horizontal implications. When we practice simplicity, it frees us to love our neighbor. There's a great book on this called The Practices of Love by Kyle Bennett. It does so in a few ways. It helps us in a few ways. The first one here is a no-brainer. When I consume less, I spend less money. This frees me up to give, to be generous or spontaneous and bless others. To respond to needs at church or giving opportunities. Another way that simplicity helps us to love others. Is that some of us accumulate things at the expense or detriment of others. Many of us have a scarcity mindset. A perfect example of this is the toilet paper rush of
2020.
Some of us had toilet paper and some of us did not. In Luke chapter 12, Jesus tells a parable about a man who had an abundant harvest. He thinks, I have so much, and I'm going to tear down my barns and build even bigger barns. So I can store it all, and that way I can eat and drink and be merry and live a good life. And then we get the scripture reading we read earlier. But God says to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God. Ouch. Simplicity means loving your neighbor by giving away the things you have to bless others. It could be hand-me-downs, household items, clothes. You name it. Your excess can be a blessing to others. What a great thing for a church community. There are great stores or online apps that you can use to get rid of things to bless others. A question I have for you is this. What could you go without? What could you give away to bless someone else? Another way that simplicity helps us to love our neighbor is it calls us to be mindful in how we spend our money. Here is an example from my life. I was in Baja, Mexico on a mission trip.
Baja
We visited a migrant camp. These men and women were from the Oaxaca region further south.
我们去参观一个移民营，那是从卡门，从墨西哥南部的这些人移民都是从墨西哥卡门这个地区来的。
They had come up north for work. They worked all day, sundown to sunup, picking tomatoes.
他们来这里是工作，太阳，他们很辛苦，太阳升起到太阳落山。
It was very, very hot.
天气很热。
They were paid next to nothing.
他们赚很少很少的钱。
Most of them could hardly afford to buy the fruit and vegetables that they were picking. They were taken advantage of.
他们的工资甚至不可以买这个他们天天这个点这个做的一个就是收的这个西红柿等等。
One afternoon, I remember seeing a very nice sports car drive by.
一天下午，我看到一个很漂亮的跑车。
I think it was a Lamborghini. I was taken aback.
我想这是兰博基尼。
I asked the workers, who was that?
我就问一个工人说，这是谁的车啊？
They said, he is the owner of the company.
哦，那工人跟我说是公司老板的车。
I felt that God made me see something that day.
我当时就觉得神通过这个事情让我看到什么。
The money that I spent at the supermarket could have been going to Mr. Lamborghini.
我就马上想到我在超市买的很多买的蔬菜时，有可能一部分钱就是给这个开车的Lamborghini 这个车主的 owner 给他上去了。
I could be supporting someone who was, in my estimation, exploiting workers.
我可能就是来支持这些人，这些业主对员工很不好，来剥削他们。
I made a decision that, to the best of my ability, I wanted my money to go to places that treated their employees with dignity.
我当时就做了这个决定，我今后这消费的东西。尽量根据我最好的知识，我消费这个公司能够对员工好。
We see people being taken advantage of across the board.
我们也看到这个很多剥削在这个世界上。
Textiles, electronics, clothes.
纺织业、电子工业、衣服等等。
It can be overwhelming to think about.
很多地方。
Thankfully, there are places where we can go and learn about clothes and groceries that are coming from places where people are treated well.
不过网上还是我们有办法查到一些你买的衣服东西是从哪个雇主来的，这些工雇主是否对员工是否对这员工是否合理，是否不是剥削很多。
This is an area that I'm trying to grow in.
这个我也在学习这方面。
It's good for us to use our resources.
我们可以利用我们的资源
to promote compassion and justice.
来这个能够来活出神的这个同情跟正义。
Those are things that God cares about.
这些特性都是神所关心的，神要我们做的。
I believe the church is called to simplicity.
我相信
to use money to love our neighbor.
我相信教会应该提倡我们过简朴的生活，来用我们的钱来祝福他人。
The third thing I want to share is that simplicity brings joy.
第三点我今天想分享的是简朴的原则带来喜乐。
If you have never practiced simplicity before, it could be easy to think that it is a heavy burden.
如果我们从来没想过如何过一个简朴的生活，你就觉得这个很麻烦。
You might think that it is hard to practice.
你觉得这很难去做到。
It's walking around being miserly, like an old Scrooge, not having any fun.
你就会想到，哦，就像一个老的吝啬鬼，哦，生活中的很艰苦，生活很苦苦的。
But we know that this is not true.
这个是其实不是这样。
If you have ever been abroad on a short-term mission trip, with those that are less fortunate, you know that there is more joy, more life when you have less. There is something there. When we practice simplicity, we experience joy. There's great joy knowing that my money is going to businesses that treat their employees ethically. That I can look at my shirt and know that I am loving my neighbor by promoting good practices. I remember one time our church had a clothing ministry to the homeless. I donated an old jacket that I had. I really liked it. It was retro. But I never wore it. I remember seeing a man wearing it around downtown. And he looked very good in it. It brought me so much joy to see him in my old jacket. There is a joy in conserving resources. Someone recently shared with me this week. After I shop at Goodwill, I feel a sense of joy knowing that the things I am buying are getting second life and are not going into the landfill. I have a sense of joy reusing materials at my house. Our closet doors didn't work, so I took them down and repurposed them to make shelves. It brings me joy to see them being used again. I would like to invite you to experience this joy. I want to shift gears here and talk about application. I have an action list that I have compiled to you from this book and from Richard Foster's book. Foster writes a great book on simplicity. These are 10 tips on simplicity. I believe we have them on the PowerPoint. There we go. Number one is shop week to week. Number two, recognize impulsive buying or addiction. Number three, look at what you are throwing away. How often do you take out the trash? Take an inventory of your possessions. Make it a practice to give things away. Buy things for usefulness and not for status.
第六点就是说，你买东西是为了需要，而不是显摆。
Reject things that oppress others.
第七点是拒绝以物价压制他人。
Reject consumer debt.
第八点就尽量减少消费者贷款。
Develop a deeper appreciation for God's creation.
第九点，我们要养成一种心，神所创造的一切，欣赏神所创造的一切。
Learn to enjoy things without owning them.
最后一点就是要学会欣赏事物，并非我们一定要通过拥有它才能欣赏。
I want to remind you that this discipline is a tool to help you abide and go deeper with Jesus.
这个原则可以使我们更加能够发生喜欢。
This is a means for us to experience the grace of God.
这个可以能够使我们经历神的恩典。
There is an old Shaker hymn from the 1800s that captures the freedom, love, and joy and simplicity.
有一首古诗。
It is called The Joy of Simplicity by Joseph Brackett.
这个是哦，这个古诗的题目是简朴的礼物。
I want to read with you the lyrics.
我们读一下。
'Tis the gift to be simple, 'tis the gift to be free.
这是简单的礼物，这是免费的礼物。
'Tis the gift to come down where I ought to be.
这礼物正是我所在之处。
And when we find ourselves in the place just right,
当我们发现自己在正确的地方,
'twill be in a valley of love and delight.
这就是爱和喜乐之谷。
When true simplicity is gained,
当我们拥有真实的简朴时,
to bow and to bend, we shan't be ashamed.
谦卑苦, 我们不至于羞耻。
To turn, turn will be my delight.
回转回转将是我的喜乐。
Till by turning, turning we come round right.
但回转将是我正。
Would you pray with me?
大家一起祷告。
Father God, the world you created is full of life and possibility.
天父上帝。
But limited in resources and possessions.
今天感谢你，我们在学习这个简朴的原则。
You have called and commanded us to be content and prudent.
你要我们满足。
Through your Son Jesus Christ, teach us how to find peace, joy, and comfort.
通过耶稣基督，使我们能够过一个喜乐、平安的生活。
And taking little and giving much.
能够尽量施比受更有福。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit, counsel us in how to live simply.
通过圣灵宝贵师来指导我们。
Convict us to help those in need.
来帮助我们所需要的。
Give us compassion for those who are in need.
给我们这个同情心。
Grant us the courage to give when we need.
给我们这个鼓励，给我们这个勇气，能够捐赠。
Comfort us and protect us if our giving puts us in need ourselves.
保护我们，来鼓励我们。
All for your glory and our neighbor's good.
为你的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much, Pastor Dan, for your sermon about the simplicity and discipline for all the Christians.
谢谢Dan牧师今天给我们的信息，就让我们基督徒过一个简朴的生活。因为神给我们这么多的财物，
也让我们要好好的利用神给我们的财物，也让我们不要把我们的心思意念更多的放在神上面，然后也让我们对神给我们的财物有更好的利用，来造福别人。那我们现在是迎新的时间啊，我们今天有我母亲她的过去一个同事的一个家庭来从大陆他们来这边游玩，所以我们就请何老师介绍一下他的家庭。
谢谢大家。今天呢，我非常高兴的来到我们的恩泽教会，跟弟兄姊妹们见面。我和我的家庭，我的女儿女婿，还有我的外孙，我们来到这个地方，跟我的老同学，我们是老同学老朋友，几十年了，那个来看看他，同时呢来到我们的教会，并且呢来这里旅游，看到我们这里美好的风光，真的是心里非常的感谢神啊，给赐给我们这么美丽的大自然。那么我呢是浙江湖州，我的先生呢也是浙江湖州，我们一起来的，来了3年了。那么我呢是姓何，叫何小亚，我先生呢姓周，叫周海龙，我是姊妹，他是慕道友。但是我要也要让他能够成为我们的这个弟兄啊，这是我的心愿。我一直为他祷告啊，谢谢大家。
谢谢。好，谢谢。所以现在是感恩代祷，有一个大家可以看上面的一些内容，有一个事项是孟牧师夫妇他们已经找到了出租的房子，也感谢神对他们的保守，也感谢教会罗龙宝弟兄跟王英姐妹对他们出租房子上面的帮助，求神继续保守他们很平安顺利的来我们教会在8月底左右。所以报告是主日守圣餐是改在下一个主日，因为这个周末将会有很多弟兄姐妹他们不在他们，然后崇拜以后有主日学，还我们是上第二课是8课的认识神，CBM camp 报名的情况在上面。So we will ask Pastor Dan to come to the stage and we will receive the benediction and we will sing the doxology first.
So,
allowing me to be here. Before you go, I want to remind you who you are. You are precious to God. You are His beloved. Jesus left heaven and became poor for your sake. So I pray, God, that that truth goes deep, deep in our hearts. That we know deep down that we are loved by you. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace.